A note came in over the wire this morning. The Strait of Hormuz is closed again after Iran struck a civilian ship. The U.S. responded with another round of strikes, around 140 targets, marking the third retaliation this week. Now, J. Krishnamurti speaks first. Ben H.E.L. Degard of Bingen.
Look, we see the pattern again, sir. A ship is attacked in a narrow strait, and the response is more violence, framed as necessary, as if force alone can restore order. Yeren closes the Strait of Hormuz, a vital artery of oil, and the U.S. strikes back at 140 targets. But have we truly looked at what sustains this cycle? Not the ships or the missiles, but the mind that sees security in domination, in the threat of annihilation. We speak of deterrence, of retaliation, as if they are solutions. Yet they only deepen the fracture. Each side convinced the other must yield first. Is it not strange that we pour vast resources into weapons while neglecting the very ground where conflict takes root, in the human heart that fears, that possesses, that seeks safety through the subjugation of another? The strait is not just water and has always been a symbol of passage, of exchange, of mutual dependence. To close it is to strangle the lifeblood of many, not just one, and yet we call it strategy. We have known for millennia that peace cannot be imposed by arms, only discovered when the desire to dominate ceases within us. But do we truly want that peace, or only the appearance of it? A ceasefire that holds until the next provocation. Let us not mistake the silence between explosions for harmony. True stillness comes not from the absence of noise, but from the end of the urge to strike first.
The ship burned in the strait like a torch set by fevered hands. This is not the green sap of fiery detas, but the dry crackle of Psychetas in the body politic. When I saw in my vision the wheels of fire turning above the waters, I knew it as a sign when the strong grow effeminate in their pride, and the weak are forced to speak flame, the waters themselves recoil and choke with thorns. The strait, once a channel for life's blood, now holds its breath beneath a cloud of iron and wrath. Such closure is not order, but a famine of the soul, where trade withers and trust turns to salt. Have you seen, in these latter days, whether the waters still carry grain and spice, or only the smoke of burning hulls? I ask because the burning light showed me once a ship unscathed amid the flames, its sails filled not with wind, but with the quiet breath of those who tend the garden even in siege. Tell me, does any such vessel still sail? Or have all oars been turned to shields? May the greening power find a crack in the stone, and let a single shoot push through where the iron wheels have stood too long.
The story ran in Associated Press. Patterns repeat when fear decides the reply. That's old news for today.